100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet. So let's have ourselves a weekly challenge where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic for this week was mystery. And we got a whole bunch of stories in, although some of our regulars, I don't know, you're on vacation, something, you're getting ready for Halloween, you're celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day, I don't know. But remember, if you're running a little late, just send me the story, and I can put it up on the feed in a separate post. And if you're taking a break, that's great. Enjoy your time off, and we'll still be here if and when you want to come back. That's all there is to it. Not, oh my God, the podcast is dying, or good riddance to them. No, it's more of, hey, relax. It's okay. I'm laying on the sofa as I'm recording this, although I don't have a cat in my lap. So let's just get right with the stories, and you can check all of the who's in it and all their other stuff and all that. You can go to the website, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The text of the stories, too, that's very important because the sound quality on this, I don't know, I'm not using a professional studio like 99% of all the NPR-funded podcasts out there. It's just, this is a hobby. This is a fun thing. And let's have some fun.
Hello, my people. Tom here. My story this evening is my first mystery. When I was a kid, I used to watch the Mickey Mouse Club on TV. Late 50s stuff. They had this ongoing section called The Mystery of the Applegate Treasure. It was a Hardy Boys knockoff, but I was way too young to be able to read. So the story was classic TV mind candy. There was this reoccurring scene in the series that never left me. A tight shot of a gloved hand typing out a message on a phone so the boys could get this coded message. In the end, it turned out to be the young female lead. And that's it for this week. Oh yes, I have a bunch of Don's stories that I need to record and send out. Maybe next week. So, okay, what did I say last? What was I doing last? Yes, I was about to say, that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
The mystery oil applied to her face was advertised as removing wrinkles deep in her cheeks, over her lips and on her neck. She had no idea what it was, but it costs as much as her car payment for a 60-day supply. She assumed it would work. It worked. It tightened the skin so much on her face, that in order to appear curious, she had to raise her eyebrows with her fingers. The oil seemed to dissolve her skin to the point that cosmetic fillers would not be necessary. Botox, of course, was out of the question. Number 2. Chef Thomas drizzled the mystery sauce on the grilled steak. The sauce was his secret. Even the sous chefs had no idea what constituted the sauce. Thomas learned about the sauce when he traveled in the Orient, visiting various villages. He was introduced to the sauce by an old woman. He slipped her 3,000 baht, and placed jars of sauce into his bag. On the trail back, he noticed that there were dogs following him, sniffing and pawing his bag. He had only seen this behavior once before. It was the day he cut his hand in the kitchen.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. I'm no fan of cop shows. The plot twists and turns required to keep the final outcome a mystery irritate me. That's not how it works in real life, where the cops usually know what they've got at the start, and spend the rest of the investigation gathering supporting evidence. However, I do enjoy watching old episodes of Columbo, because, unlike every other cop show, you see the crime being committed right at the beginning. You know who did it, and how, right away. So, for any cops listening, I'll make it simple. It was me, with my bare hands.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 651 with a prompt of mystery. So here's my story. Bilbert followed Mr. Withybottom up to Linoleum Amanda's door. Everything about the situation was a mystery. Linoleum Amanda said she would only speak to him, and Mr. and Mrs. Withybottom believed her. "Go ahead," Mr. Withybottom pointed to the door. When Bilbert reached for the doorknob, Mr. Withybottom grabbed him by the wrist and growled, "Knock!"
"Oh, sorry,"
Bilbert raised his hand to pound on the door. Before he could, the door opened and Linoleum Amanda pulled him inside. Bilbert had never seen so much pink in his life.
"What do we do now?" Bilbert asked.
Linoleum Amanda pulled him toward the bed. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Tora Brazzolino here with an ekphrasis on the subject mystery. In a certain undistinguished town in Argentina lies the Plaza de la Infinidad. You must enter it on a deserted summer afternoon from the alley at the corner of the Curuñanca. Stare to the clock tower on the far side. It must be 3 o'clock. As you make toward it, it recedes, for after walking halfway, always half the distance remains. The clock stands still at 3 o'clock. Here, in the mystery of the hour, somewhere there lies a mirror reflecting the entire universe, but only one has ever found it. The others wander still, lost in this infinite space.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 651 on the topic of mystery. My story this week is called The Lost Episode.
"Craigie, it's not a ghost at all. It's Mr. Smithers," cried Velma, pointing at the running man, his mask having slipped from his face.
"Mr. Withers?"
Scooby said, confused as usual. "Make sure he doesn't get away," Daphne said. Always the sharp one, that Daphne. "Radical man." That was Shaggy's contribution.
"Don't worry, gang. We've got him. Get in the mystery machine," Fred said.
The fivesome piled into the van, slamming the doors shut. Flakes of rust rained on the pavement. Fred cranked the ignition a half dozen times before the engine caught with a mighty backfire. He pushed down hard on the accelerator, and the van went nowhere. He adjusted the side mirror and saw a bright red boot clamped on the rear wheel of the van.
"Shaggy, did you pay those parking tickets you said you would?" Fred asked.
Shaggy gave Fred a big stone smile and said, "I would have, but I had the munchies and I spent the dough on a bag of hamburgers and fries.
Ruh-roh.
And that's it for me this week. I'd actually like to have seen that episode of Scooby-Doo. Oh well. Anyway, I'll be back next week.
Good morning, Richard here, and here's my story on the topic of mystery called Scooby Dumped. It's a mystery to me how Scooby-Doo managed to stay so popular for so long. Sure, I could understand the attraction of the geeky Velma, delectable Daphne and dependable Fred, but Shaggy didn't have a lot going for him, even as a cartoon character. And who wouldn't be impressed by a talking dog? But the stories themselves, rubbish. Dark, spooky building, apparently haunted. Mystery machine rolls up, much running around, screaming, and colossal sandwiches. Fatal error by ghostly presence. Cops arrive, janitor unmasked. And he would have gotten away with it too, if it wasn't for them pesky kids. There you go. Speak to you soon. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
When Inspector Fred arrived at the scene, he couldn't help but mutter, "This is such a cliché." A remote mansion, a long road and a drive to the front door, a butler raiding at the front steps, and a once innocent dinner party had become a murder mystery. The guests and staff were, of course, all suspects. Inspector Fred interviewed all of them. They had reasons to kill the victim, but they also had alibis or reasons why they couldn't have murdered the victim. So Fred chalked it up to suicide and let them all go.
"Asshole had it coming," he said.
And there you have it, a gaggle of 100-word stories on the topic of mystery. I hope you enjoyed this show and all the folks and everyone who brings stories to the table. It's like stone soup, but with words. And here I am stirring the pot. The next topic is going to be Turtle, and you can go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and click on Weekly Challenge and see how to join in. And if you're taking some extra time to put a story together, that's great. I can put it up on the story in a separate feed. What? I totally blew that. And if you're not and you're just taking a break, enjoy your time off. One of these days I'll take some time off. When I'm dead. No, when I break my elbow again or something. I don't know. Anyway, I will see you all tomorrow with another story up on the feed, and then next week with the weekly challenge. Until then, thank you for listening and being a part of this. And always, keep it brief.